and the moon is the only light we see. Oh, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you'll stand by me. Darling, stand by me. Won't you stand by me? If you're in need, won't you stand by me? If the sky we look upon shall crumble and fall, and the
from the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, it's Thursday morning, and Dr. Bill Cassidy is with us this morning. Parkway Cinema has some great brand new movies starting. Abigail just started, along with Civil War, Monkey Man, The First Omen. Lots of great movies, Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches. You know, you probably thought about this for years, and you haven't made a complete decision yet. You need more information about adding a swimming pool at your home or your business. Philip Pitt has 30 years experience. He's at Highway 6 in Hagewood. He can put the kind of pool you want in, gunite, fiberglass, liner. He can do all the decking. He can tell you all the financial information. He can tell you pricing. He can help you make that decision. But you got to call him, 318-357-9000. Let him come out for a free visit. See if you're ready to put that pool in. Dr. Bill Castor with us this morning. Dr. Castor, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. You know, I got a friend who I got a sister-in-law who lives in California.
Yeah.
And San Francisco. And, of course, in the summertime, we think it's warm here. She brings her children from San Francisco to Mobile every summer because she wants them to have the sheer joy of being hot and jumping into a cold pool. which is, you think about it, that's one of the great things about being a kid. You jump in that cold pool, and you think this is heaven.
I just can't imagine why I should go back to California.
Well, you know, her husband's there, you know. Believe me, there's some beautiful places in California. I also have some friends with a pool. Their grandparents, they said, we always knew our grandkids would come over if we had a pool.
You know, it's all about home, Doc. No, we'll forget, we had cable companies in Colorado. And I had trouble keeping people there, so I transferred some people from Louisiana to Colorado. And we're right there at the ski resorts right around Telluride and everything. You think this would be a great opportunity, and they stayed 3 months. They called and said, I don't want to be here. I want to come back to Louisiana. And my partner said, how could anyone leave Telluride and come back to Fisher, Louisiana? And I said, very simple. It's home. Home has always got that special place.
Well, it's got that special place, and, of course, attitude's everything about life, right? But I went fishing on Toledo Bend and just caught all those sacalay, and then my wife made fish tacos, and it's just like one of those memories with my son that is always going to be a memory. So we got so much going for us in our state.
You spoke on the floor. And you question U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Taya, I guess how you pronounce her name, on protecting Louisiana fishermen from foreign imports. of shrimp and rice. It's something that you and Billy Nungesser have been working very hard on. Are we having any luck of keeping all that influx of untested seafood coming in?
Well, first, just a little context. There's a whistleblower report showing that the Indian shrimp industry is using forced labor, think slavery. Plus, they like have, it's called phytosanitary, think, you know, like feces. I'm a gastroenterologist. I'm trying to be polite here. But think the bacteria that you'd normally find in your stool is being found in their shrimp. So they don't pass those standards. And yet somehow they're still coming in. And by the way, did I tell you that the Indian government is giving them money, subsidies to support their industry? Our guys can't compete. They can't compete because of all those factors. They don't put in the sanitary stuff. They have cheap labor because, by the way, it's forced. And lastly, they're getting subsidies. So we need to do something. We put the administration has put some tariffs on that shrimp. There's a lot more they could do. And so the good thing that I came out of yesterday is that we're going to have ongoing meetings and to continue to keep the pressure. How do we make sure that our folks here in Louisiana and elsewhere in our country have a fair playing field when they compete with other with providers from other countries?
But that's not really a Republican or Democratic battle. That's just a common sense battle.
It is a common sense battle. And there's a lot of stuff up here that is common sense. And Catherine Tai, you know, the woman from the administration, I think in good faith she's going to do what she can. Now, believe me, they're going to always say, "What? You know, we've got other things to consider." That's fine. But my purpose is to keep on driving it. So the principal thing they consider are Louisiana workers, Louisiana business people.
You delivered a speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate calling for Congress and the President to support a bipartisan national national flood insurance program reauthorization. It's bipartisan. Why would that not just fly through?
Yeah, so there's a lot. The thing about flood insurance, which really affects people here in Louisiana, it affects people in probably about 10 other states a lot. Every state's affected a little, but a lot is about 10 states, and Louisiana most of all. It's complicated, it's big, it takes time, and so how do you get people's attention focused on it? So what I'm doing on the with my speeches is trying to get that person who's in the chamber, watching on TV, the staffer, you name it, to think about flood insurance. We've got to get to the point where enough people are thinking about it that our legislation can be fully considered. It's a process. It's one of those things that you got to be patient. But you got to be patient with a lot of effort, and that's what we're doing.
You challenged the Treasury Secretary, and you challenged her saying that the President has no plan to save Social Security. And no one has worked harder trying to revitalize Social Security, trying to resolve the issues than you have. But it doesn't seem like the President's very concerned. We're looking at a major cut in 8 years. Do you feel like you've got any progress with her?
No, period. A little context for people listening, that Social Security, the program that keeps so many people out of poverty, the trust fund is going insolvent, busted, bankrupt in about 8 years. At that point, the only money that they have, that Social Security has to pay benefits, is the money coming in, and there's not enough of it. And so we're going to have a 24% cut, 23% cut in benefits. You know, you're not grandfathered in. What if you're on it now, you get the 23% cut. So the president talks about it, talks a big game, but he's got no plan. Literally, he does not have a plan. And he's afraid to bring it up. He's afraid he's going to get criticized. And so he would rather be cowardly than have a plan, even though you are going to get a 23% cut. So we've got a plan. We think it works. We get rid of the cut. And by the way, Ted, you may not be aware of it, but a lot of your listeners are. We repeal windfall elimination provision and government pension offset, which is something which really hurts a lot of people here in Louisiana. We repeal that. So we got a good plan. It actually is bipartisan. We've got people on board from both parties. But the president, we need a president who will take it on, and it ain't this president.
Is this the worst president that you can remember in history?
We're getting there. Let me think about it. I'm thinking back. Let's go back to before Abraham Lincoln. Okay, we can find somebody worse. But this president, if you look at the way inflation has impacted families. So Mitt Romney is a senator from Utah. A guy's very wealthy. We're sitting there talking during the impeachment proceedings yesterday, and he goes, you know, I went into the grocery store, and I couldn't believe how expensive things were. And I'm with everybody else, and I'm thinking, wait, Mitt Romney, you know, you're rich. And he's noticing the prices. And he goes, everybody buying is talking about how much the meat costs. Well, my wife doesn't buy very much meat anymore. It's too expensive. I see people from restaurants yesterday. They have raised their prices 20 to 30% because of food costs. So it's this president, in a variety of ways, not just one, not just two, but like three or four ways, has caused inflation to ripple through our economy, and we are literally paying the price. So he is the worst president I know of in terms of impacting the ability of a family to live within their means.
Very quickly before I go to commercial break, Donald Trump, vote for him in a heartbeat. Think he did a great job as president 4 years ago. But what I'm hearing from a lot of my friends who are very conservative is they'd just like to have a different choice than Trump and Biden. Do you hear that?
I do hear that a lot. And partly both of them are 178, 182. And I think people are getting a little tired of the division. You know, I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. But you know, we're first Americans. We're Americans, by golly. I don't know, when somebody is fighting for me overseas, I don't ask if anything but how do I support them. If somebody is in the CIA, I don't say, you know, what's your registration? I say, how can I support you? I don't know. That's just the way I am. My God, we got the greatest country in the world, and don't run it down, and build it up, and take care of the people who are taking care of us. I think people want a little bit of that.
Our guest this morning, Dr. Bill Castor, U.S. Senator. Be back in a moment. You know, it's time of the year to get that air conditioning working for the spring months and hot days ahead. Is it working properly? You may not know. You may need to get it checked out. If you do, Bass Heating and Cooling can do that for you. They provide hometown-friendly service. You can check them out on Facebook or go to bassheatingandcooling.com. Call them at 318-554-9884. When you call, mention you heard it on the radio, you'll get an additional 10% discount.
My name is Maria Garrett. I am graduating with a master's in art. I learned about Northwestern State through an internet search. I was looking for a university that would help me with my goals in obtaining my master's degree. The fact that I can do studio art and have an art master's degree, but also attend online while also working full-time was phenomenal for me. And as always, fork 'em demons.
Is your old ice chest ready for retirement? Why not replace it with a high-performance cooler by Yeti? Head over to Nichols and check out our great line of Yeti coolers. Yeti coolers are built to be indestructible and keep ice solid for days. Nichols also stocks plenty of Yeti beverage containers, tumblers, Yeti coolers, and Yeti totes. Perfect for camping, fishing, parties, and picnics. You won't go wrong with Yeti coolers, tumblers, and accessories. Get yours now at your local Nichols store.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Four decades we've been helping the folks in western Louisiana and east Texas. With the addition of my daughter Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, Nichols is your headquarters for the entire family. From sporting items to clothing, to decorating items, they do it all. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Been there over 100 years. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today. U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, our guest this morning. COPPA, COPA, what is that?
Yeah, so that's Children's Online Protection Act. So right now, the internet companies can market to your child, your 13-year-old child, and send them advertising. If your child's bulimic, she's vomiting, she's making herself sick, the algorithm will begin to select for things which kind of feed into her sickness. There's nothing you as a parent can do. What we're doing is giving the parent the ability to control the material their child sees. If you see, first, we make it so that it's illegal for them to collect data on anyone less than 17. If they do, we give the parents the ability to hit an eraser button. Hey, you've been collecting and you better not. You can hit that. And so that we're doing that. So we're putting tools in there to help protect the child and the parent.
You also have been involved in passing legislation to break the gridlock on a couple of Louisiana hydropower projects close to us, by the way, the Overton Lock and Dam near Alexandria, the Red River Lock and Dam near Colfax. So are we going to get those on the road?
Well, I sure hope so. What was going to happen is that we were going to lose the ability to ever develop them. Now, those can be economic development tools. They can not only provide electricity, but they can help create jobs for people who are going to be in the region. And so we had to reauthorize, it's called, give ongoing permission to develop those as hydroelectric dams. We're able to do that. Took a lot of effort. I won't go into the bloody details, but we're able to do that. There's still that potential. We can create those jobs, and we can create that economic opportunity. I like to say that Louisiana is building a future for 2050. This is part of building that future.
You also announced that Louisiana is going to be receiving $156 million in revenue from the Department of Interior and Energy over the Gulf of Mexico. That money just goes in the general fund in Louisiana. What's it used for?
By our state's constitution, that money will be used to rebuild our coastline. Now, I talked about rebuilding our economy for 2050. Part of what we do have to do, though, is make sure that we catch up to where we should be. And we know that we're having a problem with losing our coastline. And every square mile of coastline we lose, it makes us more vulnerable to hurricanes. So if we can rebuild that coastline, we can not only preserve it, but we can also protect ourselves from hurricanes. So that $156 million by our state's constitution will rebuild that coastline, which creates jobs, lots of jobs associated with that, creates protection, which preserves the jobs that we have and the culture that we have, the homes that we have, literally the homes that we have. So really proud about that. We're working to get even more money sent down here.
Stations that we have here in Louisiana and Texas, people that live in the surrounding areas, have done really well on natural gas. And we've got great deposits here, and things are going great. But then the Biden administration is stopping exports of liquefied natural gas, and you're working hard on this.
Yeah, so liquefied natural gas, there's a million reasons why we should be pumping out more liquefied natural gas. We're creating jobs by constructing the export facilities in South Louisiana. There's construction jobs and there's permanent jobs. These permanent jobs, average income anywhere from, depending upon the type of facility, $80,000 to $100,000 a year. That's good money. It's about twice what the average income is in Louisiana. And by the way, the more that we ship, the more that we pump, and the more that we pump, the more revenue comes to our state as well. DeSoto Parish has great schools, and part of what helps DeSoto Parish schools is they get a little bit of a royalty payment from the natural resources, from the natural gas that's pumped out of DeSoto Parish. That's important. That gives a better education. Your child, grandchild has a better future. It's all part of that ecosystem. The Biden administration's got this cockamamie idea that if we don't ship gas overseas, that somehow climate change is going to be better. Now, it's actually totally opposite. If we're shipping gas to Germany and they're burning Louisiana natural gas instead of German coal, climate change gets better because our gas is a lot cleaner than their coal. The Biden administration knows that, but they're a bunch of left-wingers, and they're just out there trying to appease their left-wing. So DeSoto Parish will ultimately be hurt. The workers, the jobs won't be created. The climate gets worse. The economy of our country and our state gets worse, but the Biden administration satisfies themselves. I'm pretty frustrated about that.
Our guest this morning, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, back in a moment. Friends, colleagues, and former students established a scholarship to honor a retired professor from the Louisiana Scholars College at Northwestern State University. Dr. Holly Stave, a longtime professor of English, had a profound influence on many of her students as a professor, mentor, and friends. Congratulations on this scholarship.
Yes, Mayfest is back, and everyone likes that because it's free. Bands, vendors, arts and crafts.
Lions Club pancake breakfast.
Gospel singing and lots more.
Bring your lawn chairs. Just come and relax, enjoy yourself, and there's lots of action.
Don't forget, Mayfest is on May 3rd and 4th. Starting Friday, 4 p.m. to 10:30. This is sponsored by the Burnham Parish Tourism. Come enjoy yourself!
Quality Wood Furniture, located 2 miles north of Leesville on 171, is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Or look them up online. Furnish your home with a wide variety of quality wood furniture, including chairs, rockers, desks, bookcases, tables, home entertainment centers, cabinets, and more. With real wood, no particle board. They will help you get the custom look you want. See their Facebook page or visit at qualitywoodfurniture.com. Your home is a reflection of who you are. Just imagine the possibilities with Quality Wood Furniture, the solid choice.
Come to the Natchitoches Jazz and R&B Festival on the downtown Natchitoches Riverbank on May 10th and 11th. There'll be 20 bands on three stages highlighted by country superstar Craig Morgan and America's Got Talent finalist Chapel Hart, along with regional favorites Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. The fun begins Friday with Lone Star Skinner and Fleetwood Mac Tribute Rumors, ATL. There'll be lots of Zydeco, rock, country, blues, and of course, jazz and R&B. Bring the entire family. www.natchjazzfest.com.
Crappie Fever is here again. The 18th annual Crappie for Cash tournament will be held Saturday, May the 4th at Cypress Bend Park. $3,000 guaranteed in payouts plus 100% of all entry fees. Entry fee is $150 per team. Enter by May the 18th and you'll receive a free t-shirt and qualify for the free entry drawing. There is a mandatory meeting on Friday, May the 3rd at the park starting at 6:30. We will be taking entries until the meeting starts. For more information, call Susie at 318-256-4112.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberrock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberrock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberrock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberrock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Something you definitely should not put off: getting your eyes examination. And Louisiana Eye and Laser Center is a perfect place to go to. 14 locations, including Leesville, Nacogdoches, Winfield, Alexandria. From routine eye exams, fitting glasses, to the most complicated surgeries. Call them at 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, our guest. So I take it that the impeachment of the Secretary of Homeland Security has fell by the wayside. What happened there?
Yeah, so the House sent it over, and the Democrats just didn't want to touch it. They didn't bring up the whole immigration issue. They know that they're at fault for immigration. The American people are incredibly upset with how they've handled that. People like me and others have really, you know, busted their chops on it. And so if you had a hearing on Mayorkas, you're going to go over the immigration issue. They didn't want to do it. And so they put in a process where basically they discarded the charges. It's a little tragic. For the first time in American history, the Senate has not considered impeachment charges sent by the House. And it's purely political. They didn't want to take it on, and that's a shame.
For as long as I can remember, America has always been a big supporter of Israel. How do we get to the point we're at now?
Yeah, so you're talking about how a lot of people in the United States are, like, not supporting Israel.
Correct.
It is, how to put this, I lay a lot of the blame at the universities. The universities have become incredibly liberal, not Northwestern, but other universities, particularly in the Northeast, they've become incredibly liberal, and they feel guilty if someone is successful. They feel guilty about the success of the United States. They feel guilty about the success of Israel. Because they look around everybody who lives near Israel, they're not successful. They don't say, well, wait a second. The Israelis have worked really hard. The Israelis have, you know, committed to education. They've committed to community. They've committed to you name it. And they say, they must be so successful. They must be oppressing other people, holding them down. They say the same thing about Americans. We are so successful because we're holding other people down, not because we've worked harder. And the universities teach that to their students, and now the students are protesting. And by the way, they're being joined by the professors. It is a shame. It is a tragedy. It's not where the United States always has been.
Are there enough Bill Cassidys in Washington, D.C. to protect Israel?
Yes. The Republican Party is staunchly in favor of Israel, as I am. And in fairness, a fair number of Democrats are. There are a significant portion of Democrats and Democratic voters who are not. And that's why I think that Biden is starting to kind of hedge what he's saying a little bit. Like I talked about Social Security, he's not taking on Social Security even though it's gone bankrupt. He's trying to hedge on Israel, he wants to get reelected. He'll do whatever he has to.
Mike Johnson, going to survive?
I think so. Man, Mike Johnson is, like, managing this, like, in a way that nobody else could. And people are criticizing him. I'm saying you got, like, two votes to spare. And you've got eight people who are going to vote no matter what. And so, wait, you got two votes to spare, and you got eight people voting no matter what. So Mike is handling his multiple responsibilities about as well as he possibly can.
Dr. Cassidy, always enjoy visiting. We look forward to visiting next month. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Ted.
A part of me when I it's touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray someday she will forget me, 'cause where I'm going